I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
This is Cougar Sports Saturday. Cougar Sports Saturday.
A presentation of KSL Sports.
Got it for three. Cougars by 20.
Every Saturday, all year long. BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans. For Cougar fans. It's Cougar Sports Saturday. Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte. On your legacy home of BYU Sports, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
BYU football fall camp, KSL News Radio, KSLSports.com. Here with Associate Head Coach Ed Lamb. And Coach, feels like it's kind of like a little bit of the dog days of camp, maybe. How do you feel like the urgency is in the program right now with the team and practices at this moment?
Urgency was fantastic today because, I thought Coach Sitake put a nice plan in place for the players actually to run practice. And they took leadership in the meetings. They designed the practice and they called the plays during practice. And so there was a really high effort by them to make sure that everything was running well, running smoothly. Guys were getting coached up. And as coaches, we tried to kind of strike a balance between, the guidelines that Coach Sitake gave us were to, be one of the guys out here, one of the players. And so we wanted to be encouraging. We wanted our players to coach each other. We want our players to do that. And so we, of course, we need to strike a balance because a little bit of coaching from the coaches today can shut up a lot of players, So we had to be cognizant of that. But I think overall it was a great energy and a lot of fun practice. It's not something we could do every day, but I thought it was very worthwhile.
Player and practices were an important talking point, I think, coming into camp, and just speak to the guys that are influential in creating those practices. Is it certain guys or is it a collective, the whole entire team is doing it?
Yeah, I think to pull off the player run practices in the summer, it's really, that's not a mandatory practice time, and so you really have to have leadership from the players just to organize and get enough guys out to actually run an offense or a defense or a Pascelli period. But, today it's a mandatory practice, and we have certain standards that the guys, have to adhere to be here, and what time to be here and how hard to work and how to keep each other safe. But so in this case, we were really looking for leadership from every guy. We have 110 guys out here, and we need all 110 to make a practice like this work.
Talk with Ed Lamb here on KSL News Radio and KSLSports.com. Mike, linebacker position has been an area where a lot of people have been kind of wondering where are things at with that spot. Personnel-wise, seems like Kavika, Keenan Peely, Payne Wilgar, Jackson Kafusi. Am I missing anyone right there?
No, that's the four guys, and we actually have a some 3-4 defense where we play two inside linebackers, and so in that case that's your two deep right there, those four guys. And then when we get into some other of our other packages, Keenan and Peyton Wilgar can play some outside linebacker as well. So it's still nowhere close to being settled. We've had one live contact scrimmage. We'll have a few live periods next week and an additional scrimmage, and I think by then we'll definitely know which way we're going.
Are there any particular statistical data points that you look at in practices that's going to maybe you're going to end up choosing one of those guys based on some of those stats?
Well, I think those four have been chosen because of right now the way they're executing their assignments and their footwork and their techniques. They understand where they're supposed to be, and that's kind of, I would say everybody on a college football field is generally athletically capable of playing and being the guy who plays in the game. And so initially we kind of look for guys who can take care of assignments, and then the next step really is who's gonna play well in the game. Well, we don't have a game to judge some of these new guys. It'll be their first time playing a game, so it's got to be the live tackle football scrimmages.
What was the reasoning behind having Keenan go to the middle?
Keenan, we created that opportunity for Keenan because he was looking really good at flash, and we felt like that Zane, was kind of penciled in at the starter there at flash, and so we felt like we had two really good players there, and then another one with Chaz IU coming along, and then we had two of the middle linebackers got dinged. They're back now. It was nothing serious, but they were out of any significant practice for 2 or 3 days. And so I thought Keenan could handle that the best and would have the best chance to actually make a run at being a starter there.
Everything okay with Isaiah? Saw that he was he wasn't in pads. Everything okay there?
Oh, he's good. We do that with a lot of the guys that have significant game action. You know, yesterday we held out three of the defensive linemen. Today it was a linebacker and a running back. And we just kind of take a look at how everybody's doing and try to hold out some key guys almost every day.
There was a recent addition on the defensive side. They just got added to camp, Dimitri Gallo. I believe you were pretty involved in that recruitment. Speak to Dimitri's abilities and what he could possibly bring to that cornerback room.
Yeah, like with a lot of these DBs, sometimes I get a little too much credit for recruiting them there. I have identified some of these guys, and in his case, that's Casey Mazzotta, who was a safety here with me, is now the JC at Mount San Jacinto Junior College. He's a junior college head coach in California. And so he had given me a heads up that Dimitri was the type of guy that could succeed here socially, academically, athletically. And so we got on him. And at that point, it really was about, as it usually is, Gennaro Guilford and Preston Hadley, building relationships and building trust. And I think those guys are the ones that deserve the credit for, you know, convincing him that BYU is the right place. He's had 3 days with us now, and he is a man coverage beast. He really, that's what they major in at Mount San Jacinto. He knows it really well, and he's already put some training film clips together where he can be teaching the rest of the guys on the team exactly how to do it.
There was a lot of talk last week about the offense having some explosive plays and having success there. How has this week the defense fared, preventing those offensive plays or explosive offensive plays?
Oh, I think offensively, offense versus defense, probably every college football program is like this, certainly every year that I've been involved. The offense, you know, has to study a little bit more about what the defense is doing, and the defense is really reacting more to types of plays and types of formations. And so, as we're on defense trying to roll through all the different pressures and blitzes and coverages that we do, there are opportunities, because we're not really game planning for tendencies and receivers and things like that. Offense has just done a better job than at any time in the past since I've been here at really finding those opportunities, exploiting them. And I would say it hasn't trailed off at all. I would, if we were going to play against our own offense, I would be very concerned that we need to do pretty well at nailing some calls to limit big plays. And so far we haven't put a lot of effort into doing that.
Last thing from me, Coach, back with your linebacker position, a lot of those guys maybe weight, in terms of their weight, might be a little bit undersized viewed on the outside looking in. Do you think that's the future, though, the position where things maybe in the collegiate level and potentially in the NFL, it's trending that way where you want to get guys that have explosive speed at that position?
Oh yeah, it certainly is. I mean, people said that about Fred Warner and Sione Takitaki too, and obviously those guys have proven their worth through the draft and then playing. And I think that there's always an opportunity. You know, Kavika Fonua was 202 pounds during the summer trying to play tailback and doing what the offensive coaches were asking him, and he's up to 213 now and on his way to 215, and hopefully he can find a good solid weight that yet feels good. We don't want him to go up to 240 or anything too quickly. But I think he's the one guy really that on paper probably didn't have his body weight where it needed to be coming into camp. He's quickly getting there.
And then finally, how is, preparing for Utah in week one maybe changed the attitude or preparation for camp compared to the previous 3 seasons you've been here?
It's just such a, I'm sure it's the same advantage for Utah. It's really nice to be able to take a rivalry game and to focus on that game and not kind of have to continue to remind the players that there's an opening game that might be different than the game that they're talking about on social media or with their friends or with their families back home. And so this has been just a great opportunity for, at least from BYU's side, to we aspire to beat Utah. It's been a long time. We have tremendous respect for what they've done. I think there was a time historically where it was a motivator for Utah's program to catch BYU and to win their share of the rivalry games. Clearly that's flipped now, and it's a central motivating factor for our players, and we sure appreciate the opportunity to just unleash that and let them go.
We aspire to beat Utah. That was BYU associate head coach Ed Lamb discussing the rivalry, the linebacker position, the explosive offense. A lot of great stuff there from associate head coach Ed Lambs. What were some of your thoughts going through your mind, Matt, in regards to Ed Lambs' commentary?
I think the one thing that jumped out to me was the praise for Dimitri Gallo, just being just, in the words of Ed Lamb, a man coverage beast. I mean, what a welcomed addition to the defensive back group for BYU to have someone of his skill set, assuming we don't see Troy Warner and Chris Wilcox this year, just adding a little depth. And who knows, with some of these younger guys, maybe they can come in and make a splash.
Yeah, it's going to be Dimitri Gallo's got an opportunity there to be definitely in the two deep. I would expect that week one depth chart, this junior college transfer, Dimitri Gallo, is going to be in the two deep for that week against the Utes at cornerback. And then who's the starter going to be alongside with Diane Gonwoluku? That's still to be determined. And that Mike linebacker position, as you heard, it's still a question mark for BYU. They got four guys right now, Kavika Fonua, Keenan Peely, that was the Keenan that we were talking about in the interview, Peyton Wilgar, and also Jax Kafusi. Matt, I really don't know where this kind of positioning feels like it's going. My inclination would be that Kavika Fonua might be the most likely candidate to be the starter against the Utes, but I feel like a lot of these guys are going to play against Utah, and that's a position that kind of leaves me a little bit concerned for BYU heading into 2019.
My two thoughts on that are there's pros and cons to all of them. The pro for Kavika is he's done it before. He's experienced. He's been around the program a long time. The con is, and Ed Lamb touched on it, the weight. I just don't know if he's there yet from a weight perspective. I mean, 202 in the summer. I know he's up to 213 now. That seems a little light for the middle linebacker position, considering that's not a coverage linebacking position. That's predominantly run game stuff. So, and you know, Peyton Wilgar on the opposite side, he's got the size, and he can hold his own in the run game. Question there is the experience, you know, and so tough decisions to be made. I think that's one of many positions on this team that there might be a starter named, but let's see how it shakes out in weeks 1, 2, 3, 4, who's the most productive, and we'll probably see those reps shift depending on productivity.
Yeah, I got to think right now, though, it's got to be Kavika Fonua because he's got the actual reps. He's got the actual, you know, background of tackling defenders. He had 24 tackles in 2016 at the outside linebacker position, but you make a great point that a playing weight of 213, that's thin. That's very light for a middle linebacker. So that's going to be an area where BYU's still kind of sorting things out as fall camp continues to roll along. BYU's going to conclude fall camp this Wednesday, and then they'll get into game prep for the Utes. So they'll have 1 week of game prep to zero in on Utah. But really, it's been all off season. It's been since basically that November night up in Salt Lake at Rice-Eccles, BYU has been preparing for the Utes, and it's just now technically the term will be coming up later this week, or next week, excuse me, for BYU to get ready for the Utes.
All right, we're going to take a timeout here on Cougar Sports Saturday. On the other side, we made some bold pre-camp predictions back on July 27th. We're going to revisit those predictions. A little Cougar Sports Saturday accountability. Stay tuned for that in just a moment.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.